Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Idiots doing idiot things because they're idiots.
Yep. Friday. Got big plans, Craig? Oh, hey, listen, how was throwing out the first pitch last night? You nail it?
You know, I got it there.
All right. Well, it's shortening up. I know, but you.
A lot.
But you could do it from the mound the whole way.
Yes.
You've always been right to the. You could do it from the mound. You always have been.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. He's great on the mound.
They call your name out?
Yes, they did.
Could you listen for cheers?
Or did you have to introduce yourself?
No.
I was hoping to introduce himself. I'm Craig Evans. I will throw out the first pitch because I'm the king.
Yeah. And so then they, they right. for me, they played music.
Okay, cool. What'd you pick?
I didn't get to pick
it. Okay.
What'd they play?
Garth Brooks.
Why?
Oh, perfect.
I'll tell you why.
That suits you.
Because it sucks?
Yes.
And they know
a few weeks ago.
They were messing with you?
Yeah. A few weeks ago.
Oh. You brought
a few weeks ago, the sound guy that was sitting next to me at one of the ball games.
Right.
He played Friends in Low Places every game at a spot where it was the whole freaking song. So every time I went to the damn ballpark, I would hear that song. One day.
That's my signature karaoke song.
One day,
93,
I thought that, and it turns out I had misheard this.
Right.
But I thought that I heard someone say, don't play that.
Okay. Well, you should have heard someone say that if it didn't happen.
Right. But it turns out I misheard that. So at some point during the ball game, the kid who plays it every freaking game, I heard him say, like the old cartoon character to the boss in there, can I play it? 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 Can I play it?
He's a dick.
So he started playing it.
Yeah.
I went off.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Good.
I start yelling about hearing that goddamn song every time.
And over big speakers at a cool stadium?
No, in the room.
Oh, I know. No, I'm talking about that's the songs played over the whole. Yeah, right.
And I just go off for a couple minutes.
We've seen that.
And
the audience has heard that in our show.
And I mean, blah, 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 yaggity. So so now they don't play it when I'm there.
Okay, good.
Except for last night.
Oh. Did you think
they heard me swearing at them from the field.
You didn't think it was funny, right?
They heard me swearing at them from the field.
Oh, they thought it was funny.
Oh, hilarious. They thought that was just great.
But it was our home station, Z92's night, and we're a rock station, man. We're on every station. We're on a rock station.
Understood.
Because rock rules,
they're
man.
Just trying to own the Craig.
Yeah, own the Craig.
Yeah.
You should have flipped him off in the mound.
Yeah.
Did you get a cheer? People love you, man. Especially at the ballpark.
Did
you listen?
No.
You didn't hear it? Okay.
No, you're in a zone.
It was a beautiful, beautiful night. Was there nice? Was there
beautiful?
Was there a couple thousand at least? 3,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was still. Yeah, it was a decent crowd.
Okay.
Last night was a decent crowd.
Beautiful night. Yeah.
Beautiful night. Yeah. Stayed for a few innings.
Okay.
You know, had a couple beers.
Perfect.
Had a hot dog, some popcorn.
Had a hot dog.
Just like you're supposed to do at the ball game.
That's right.
It was a beautiful night.
And you were not working, right?
I was not working. Yeah. It was a beautiful night. Had a couple beers, popcorn, hot dog. That's what you're supposed
Take
to do
me
at the
out
ball
to
game.
The ball game.
Yeah, it was great.
I got friends. Shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do want to thank Garth for actually making people get vaccinated to go to his shows. I'll give him that. except for Lincoln and Kansas City.
Well, they don't care.
But I do like that he moved forward. And he knows part of his audience because, you know, he played the Biden inauguration, so he took crap from that. Part of the country audience, I would say most of them.
Don't forget.
Hate that.
He wore a Bernie Sanders jersey, too.
That was Barry.
That was Barry Sanders.
It was Barry.
Yeah. And
it was
in Detroit.
Yeah.
That's why it made sense.
That kills me.
All right. I
know. The critical thinkers.
What's going on?
Automatically assume that must be a Bernie Sanders jersey.
It must be. So the CDC last night said the booster shots are going to be happening for millions who got the Pfizer vaccine. They signed off on a third dose just before midnight for those 65 and older people, 50 to 64 with underlying medical conditions, nursing home residents, and high-risk workers.
Yeah, but they turned down. See that? They voted against teachers and frontline workers, 9-6.
I saw some infectious disease doctor.
Now, is that the CDC?
Yeah, or CDC also voted.
Or is that the FDA?
I don't remember, Craig. Sorry. That's a good point.
No, it was the FDA reacting to the CDC, thinking, they were going to approve the boosters. And they were shocked that, they recommended an age limit.
Well, it's 65. They probably want to start it off at 65. Now, this is just Pfizer. They say Moderna and J&J are probably going to come in within weeks.
Yeah,
they probably don't want everybody just showing up. So let's get the 65 and older crowd done. And they'll probably do, 50 to 64 eventually, don't you think?
Yeah, right now, yeah. CDC says 50 to 64 with underlying medical conditions right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get the booster when it drops down to, 38.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just another dose, right?
38.
There's some special formula.
No, it's just another dose. The only thing it'll be for kids, first of all, this is a whole other thing. The original shots for these younger kids is a half a dose. I saw that. Yeah. When they approved that, 5 to 11? Yeah. That's a whole other thing. But the booster thing, it's coming. You know, it's good.
I'm going to let my 5-year-old decide for himself.
God.
If you say that, you're a horrible parent.
You shouldn't let your kid decide for himself until he's 18.
Yeah, at 15.
Right.
16.
And
no.
I didn't.
Get the shot.
Yeah. Well, at five, it's Skittles or Twix. Yeah.
My daughter was 18 when she got it, but the bottom line was she wanted it because she's smart.
My daughter was 12 and she wanted it.
Right.
Hit me. She was rolling up her sleeve as she was seeing it on the news.
Right.
And let's see. Apparently we get more Tiger King.
No, we don't. No, I would not watch any more of that.
Yeah, I've had enough.
I didn't watch the first one.
It was okay because everybody was confined inside, and a lot of people did watch it. But I'm over that. No way.
So you did watch some of it?
The original one, not all of it. I got about 5 or 6 episodes in, and then I got it.
Lost interest in the
backstory. Like Nick said, I get it.
I finished it.
Yeah,
you didn't miss much. Yeah. You got the idea if you watch the first 5 or 6 episodes.
Yeah, this is Joe Exotic keeping tigers, lions, and other big cats in Oklahoma.
Spring of 2020, I was just full of martinis all spring, so I don't remember any of it for that matter.
And so now they're going to do it again. Second season was filmed in 2020 and part of 2021. No word
the guy's in jail.
Who is in it.
Yeah.
Carol Baskin says, no, this is bad for one reason or another.
Well, they don't want to keep...
Right.
Focus on she killed her husband. That's why.
Going to keep looking for her husband.
Exactly. Who's basically tiger poo. She fed him to him. But now don't.
Is what people are saying.
I will not watch that.
No, too much else.
Yep.
Too much other stuff to see.
Plus, it kind of, you know what? Even though it's not about the pandemic, it reminds you of the early pandemic, and I don't want to be reminded of the early pandemic.
Right.
You know,
it's going to take you back to that time.
Totally.
When we were all holed up.
Yep.
Well, some of us.
That's a good point.
Some of us were taking it seriously.
Some of us, yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Federal authorities say that a Michigan man, a man from Michigan, placed pipe bombs outside cell phone stores to stop the spread of immoral content.
Oh, because cell phones contain porn and monkeys having sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Court documents.
Check it out, by the way. We got a couple gorillas having sex on our social media. You'll love it.
Court documents
oral,
show.
Oral only. There's no copulation there. Well, it's oral copulation. Yeah, I guess there is.
Yeah, court documents show 75-year-old John Allen facing charges of extortion and attempted destruction of interstate commerce buildings. He was allegedly caught outside cell phone stores in the state of Michigan with homemade explosives, as well as leaving threatening letters at various cell towers demanding that telecommunications stop spreading porn and swear words or give him $5 million.
Also, he's not even doing it for just Jesus. He's doing it for cash.
I guess.
I mean, he's not even like a moral superior guy. He's doing it for cash.
He doesn't care for the immoral content.
Except
but
for,
if he's got to put up with the immoral content, that'll be $5 million.
Extort
please.
Money from you, right?
Give me 5 mil.
Extortion is no big deal.
Yeah, I can get away from your immoral content. Yeah.
But extortion's all right.
Oh, yeah. Extortion's
but
all right.
But say no to porn.
Right.
Say no to porn.
If convicted, the 75-year-old man could face at least 40 years in prison.
I don't think he'll make it.
What a dumbass. Just blaming cell phones on porn. Porn's been around before cell phones, man.
Yeah, I don't think we could even get the porn here yet.
No. On your phone, you can.
Yeah, I know. We've got that. In case we need to do some research. Yeah. But I'd sure like to get it on the big screen.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of research to do.
I know you. And you got two screens. No, you only got one over there. Okay.
Yeah, one's for the phone.
Oh, one's for the phone. Okay.
I suppose I could use it as a computer screen. No, we're still blocked.
Craig's got two computers.
I've got two computers.
One could be full porn all time.
Well, they both could.
Yeah. Yeah, some of them has your news on there, right?
I got paper.
Yeah, but we don't have access to those websites.
No, but just do your Google image search, and then you can see it. You can at least see the Google images.
Right. Well, if you want to see two gorillas having oral sex, at TNT Radio Empire and also our Facebook page, check it out.
Then I'll have it. You got to go to Google, though.
Yeah. The Google images. Yeah, it's a search thing.
Not another search engine?
I don't know. That I can't answer.
My Google history shows up on every device I have at home, for whatever reason.
Oh, do you sign into Google?
I must.
Yeah, I don't.
I just Google.
Yeah, but she comes up on my wife's iPad.
Yeah.
She knows everything. Does she know what you're looking at then?
She knows. Oh, sure.
Okay. Hardcore porn?
No, because I usually don't Google image. Or, Google.
Okay, good.
I just go right to the porn site. I don't Google it.
Good point.
Yeah. But if I'm Googling stuff at work, she will know what I'm Googling.
Because you're signed in to your Google account on that computer.
I must be.
Sign out.
Yeah, why do you need to do that? Just bring up Google and look at stuff.
Because I sign into a lot of stuff through Google. Because I don't remember my passwords.
Oh.
See, and...
All I got to remember
they get you.
Is my Google password. And I don't care that they know everything about me.
No, we don't care about
here.
But
now your wife knows everything about you.
I don't care.
Some people care.
I can just say, hey, it's work.
You're sick.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, right, she knows that. She married you.
That's where I learned that thing.
Yeah.
Gabby Carter's got a good golf swing.
That is your new obsession, isn't it, man?
And she's very accommodating in the rear end area.
I believe that's your specialty.
Is that the way I can say that?
Yeah.
I say it that way. Which we appreciate.
Oh, so does our Jersey buddy.
He's
that.
He's always been a rear end guy. Yeah, I've known him for, he's always had that. I got another buddy of mine back east who's a big rear end guy. Must be an East Coast thing.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No, I know it's not. It's everywhere.
I think it's nationwide.
Oh, yeah. And rear end is sweeping the nation.
You just got to find the right girl.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, we did. That's right. But except for that, don't find that girl at that school board meeting. Yeah, cornhole. No cornhole. It's cornhole. Butt sex. Remember that chick?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
She made an impression on me.
She was the best.
Ah, she was protested a little too much.
She was.
Yeah, she made an impression.
Whatever you do, don't have butt sex with me.
Okay.
It's a fire patch.
That stuck to the tape.
In my
wait a minute, I don't like that clip.
But I was being like doth protest too much.
See, here's where we need access to those sites because we're probably talking to Skin on Monday, aren't
right?
we?
We are.
We're about due for a Mr. Skin conversation, and we're not going to be able to see his preview page.
Well, you're going to have five people looking at their phones.
That's what you're going to do. But yeah, I'd rather see a full screen.
Well, we're allowed to. I mean, we're allowed to look at porn.
It's somebody not in this building who has to do that.
It's up the chain.
Well, tell me who to talk to. We got work to do.
I don't know.
We got important research to do. And evidently, nobody sees the urgency in this that I do.
Well, I see the urgency that you do.
Because you guys always bring up porn on your computers. I always have it on my phone here.
Yeah. I don't get to look at it through... You know, my glasses.
Right. I don't.
I see porn through Craig's eyes. I do.
Need to convince anybody in this room.
I still do, by the way.
As a research
tool. I've noticed that. Even with the new studio now, I still see porn through your eyes. Of course, I haven't seen any porn lately, but I can see the reflection of the screen through your glasses.
Yeah, you're close enough to me now where I can see the same stuff. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, see, like the closest thing we're going to get right now is Mr. Skin on Twitter is showing a pair of boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's more.
Ooh. Wow. There we go.
It's a money shot.
What, on the monkey, on the ape?
No one.
I missed that. I didn't stick with it long enough. I should go back.
Apparently, there is a scene coming to DVD and Blu-ray that features a money shot.
What movie?
I don't know. See, I can't hook up to Mr. Skin, so.
I see porn.
I see porn.
Through Craig's eyes.
I always love this song.
I see porn through Craig's eyes.
I love the chorus. I like that. That's my favorite part about that, the people in the background singing along with it. But I have I didn't know this mix. You remember this mix? The Nancy Grace mix? Oh, I heard you saying porn, right?
I do remember this.
Yeah. Let me hear the Nancy Grace mix.
It's horrible.
Oh, man, I keep pushing the wrong button there.
Because it's Nancy Grace.
Yeah, it is. Boom, boom,
yeah. Boom. Is it that one?
No.
Like no, no, that's the porn charge.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we do there. Okay.
Did they play that at the ball game?
Porn.
Not that version.
I see porn through Craig's eyes.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I see porn through Craig's eyes.
That one's a little jarring. Oh, my God.
Well,
somebody lives with that.
She's a little jarring. Does somebody live with that?
Yeah, she's married. Yeah, she had twins with some dude years ago.
Yeah, there's.
Is she on TV anymore?
I think she's on some internet thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a Deadpool. Remember, Todd? Because she had the babies and it's Nancy Grace's Leaking
Cans. Right. Yeah, it's a Deadpool name.
Yeah, they're playing the Deadpool.
Yeah. Porn. Yeah.
I see porn.
There you go.
Through Craig's eyes.
Through Craig's eyes.
I see porn. Through Craig's eyes.
I love that.
I love the chorus in the back.
And the chorus is bad. Through Craig's eyes.
I think it's a kid choir.
It is kids.
I hope not.
I think Brian brought kids in for that. Yeah. His own kids are singing in the background there. I guess they're grown, though. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.